Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 19th of July. I'm Paul White. Glad to have you with me today. Yesterday and today, we break away from our verse-by-verse study of 1 Peter so that we can pick up a few moments from a Q&A that we had in Canada. Now, yesterday on the Q&A, we introduced it, went right into it, and there was a question being asked. I felt like it was loud enough you could hear what was being conveyed. But the question was being asked about forgiveness and how to do that, and should you forget? And if you haven't forgotten, is it really forgiveness? We worked that little patch of ground for just a few minutes, and then the conversation, and that's where we cut off the podcast yesterday, at the end of our answer. The conversation sort of dovetailed into more questions along the same lines, which is where you can tell that people are dealing with the same thing. It was a really pretty cool moment in that room that morning where for about 20 minutes, we just went back and forth, just people talking and telling their testimonies and their experience with forgiveness and unforgiveness, being hurt. And I thought it was therapeutic, and I thought it was interesting to watch the conversation unfold. Today's podcast, it's a short, maybe 3 minutes of the Q&A. What happens is we go back to the same person that started it, and they want to do a little follow-up. So we'll pick up with them introducing it. I give a little answer, and then we end up talking about the beauty of this whole Q&A experience, how it's conversational, and I think beneficial to the church. And one of the things that we lack in the church sometimes is that back and forth that really helps develop people's gifts. And then the tail end of this will be someone in the audience sharing a little something, and I left maybe a minute of that or a few seconds of that in to try and show you how this was a back and forth. I think it's an interesting podcast with an interesting conversation going on with the crowd. I'll jump back in at the end of this and introduce tomorrow. Hope you enjoy.
Like you said, to be released from the condemnation.
Yes.
Because what I found sometimes is, I forgive so-and-so, whatever. And then I think of them, and I get mad all over again.
It's okay.
So then I feel like, no, I haven't forgiven them. Because now I'm angry again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're saying to... So, and as that, if that anger kind of crops up, just say, no, is it better just say something like, no, I'm released from the condemnation that I don't...
I'd start there. Neither do I condemn thee. I'm not condemned. I've released them and I've forgiven them. My anger's my issue. My anger's not your issue. Okay? My anger's my emotional response to you. We say a misnomer a lot. We go, that guy made me so mad. It's impossible for that guy to make me mad. I allowed myself to become mad. That guy was just the facilitator. He was in the room. And if I've got an anger issue, I'm going to find somebody to be angry at. It doesn't mean I have to be that guy. It doesn't mean that if we're angry, we have an anger issue. But the emotion is ours, okay? And so we can take that emotion to the cross the same way we could take our sin to the cross, or the same way we could take our insecurities or our needs. I've received forgiveness. I've forgiven them. And maybe we have to release that emotion to the Holy Spirit as well and say, people call this their anger or their emotion, but it's not mine. I don't want it, Father. It's yours. And I'm not condemned for having it in my life, but I realize that the stone's been rolled away and my anger stinks. Okay? And so, Father, I believe you're going to bring life into this mess. And then trust, because this isn't an overnight thing, and transformation is not an overnight thing. This is allowing the Father to do it.
7 times 7 forgiven. He said, no, 70 times 7.
Yeah.
The true Jesus knew that was going to come back to your mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're also going to get wronged over again. So it's learning to allow him to do the thing that he does in us. This is what I love about doing the feedback and the Q&A. We've created a church culture, unfortunately, where people aren't getting the gifts cultivated unless they say, I went into ministry.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think this allows some of that to happen. Yeah, but
the Bible tells us that whatever we forgive on earth is forgiven in heaven. We can always count on God to, by His Spirit, to make what we do real to us and real to them.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is really for us.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we can be free. You can never You need God to work in that person that needs your forgiveness. Because you can't really, he could be mad at you, you know. So we need the Spirit of God in us to work in us and work in them.
That concludes our podcast for today. We've been airing for you yesterday and today a little piece of a question and answer session from Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada. And we may share some more of those as we go on over the next several weeks. Tomorrow, we return to our verse-by-verse study from Peter's first epistle. He wrote two in the New Testament. We'll go back into chapter 1 of 1 Peter, and we'll do that tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.